Sports Today has all your sport covered. 882-6PR.
Welcome back to the program. Adam Papalia and Kim Hagdorn with you right through until 8pm. We'll have a chat to Casey Prather from the Perth Wildcats shortly. They went down 88-80 over there in New Zealand against the Breakers. We've got a couple of WA Angels coming into the studio after 7 o'clock. Michael Thwaite from the Perth Glory, and we'll round it out with Ian Lenting. Lenton giving a few tips for tomorrow's racing at Ascot. But it was a huge day down at the Wacker today. Australia 2 for 416. David Warner with 244 not out. Carried his bat all day. And Usman Khawaja making 121. And I'm pleased to say that we're now joined on the line by former Australian batsman Dean Jones, who of course is part of our Macquarie Radio cricket team. He's been down there all day today. Dino, we were talking earlier on about the pitch today. I mean, it's great that Australia is dominating, but a little bit disappointing that it was so flat.
Yes, g'day guys. Hello everyone. Look, we read in the social media that there's going to be green up, it's going to be nice and quick and all that type of stuff, and I just rolled my eyes because I never ever trust the media, number one, because they've never batted on it most times, and number two, when I got there, it was flat as they could get it, and I was a bit disappointed, really, because I just thought we'd have a bit more in it, and even if we bowl today, boys, I just felt that we might also struggle to get 10 wickets on that deck. It's a pretty good pitch to bat on.
Dino, Kim Hagdon here. Great talking to you. When you say even if our boys had bowled on it today, it would have been difficult to chisel their top order out, I suspect. But so how do you anticipate things might turn out when our boys bowl on it sometime tomorrow afternoon?
Well, as we're doing right now, we're walking back to all the commentators, and the question now is we're just discussing is that yep. If Steve Smith, you say, righto, you've got a chance to pass 400 here.
Yeah.
Come on, Davey, you want to do this. You've got two sessions. What's he need, another 160? If he just bats normally on this deck now, he should be able to get close to it. We might see history, guys. It's, you know, there's only two grounds you can get past 400, I reckon, in Test cricket. It's here and St John's and Antigua, but they don't use that anymore. So, but more importantly, he batted beautifully today. He's such a fine player, isn't he, now? And good off the front foot, good off the back. His defence is so good now, particularly his forward defence. But, they gave him an absolute gift today on that pitch. It's cherry ripe for him to make a big one.
So what's come into David Warner's game? You say he's good off the back foot now. He's a more all-rounded batsman. But so how do you compare what he's doing now? What's the number one thing that he's doing now than early in his career, Dino?
Kim, it's a good question because when you remember he made that brilliant 100 off that 70 balls about 4 years ago, I still think he struggled with the forward defence. Mm-hmm. That's the most played shot. Mm-hmm. And I still believe right now it's 70% of his game is defence in batting and 30% is offence. And his forward defence wasn't great. So now it's just absolutely rock solid and he knows when to get a one, get himself off strike. He's got the power to hit the ball down the ground. He's a scary batsman. You know, for him to get to 4,000 runs as quick as he has, and he's up there with the greats. Are we people, the cricket fans are still getting him, put him up near the greats, but 14 test hundreds and 40 tests, like, that's ridiculous stuff. If he keeps going now, he's going to be, you know, getting past Hayden, 30 test runs and 30 test hundreds and all that type of stuff. And such a young guy, and so he's so fit, he didn't even look like he broke wind today. He was like, he didn't even get into a sweat. Like, he was so good, so good.
And he looks keen, and this summer in particular, to cash in when he does start making those runs as well.
Yeah, he's a bit scary where to bowl to at the moment. Mind you, we've given some pictures of the helping. Let's not take anything away. He's just made their bowling look absolute cannon fodder. So what would you do? What would our listeners do? Would you give him a chance to make 400?
Oh, yeah.
Because stats prove, boys, once we get past 650... they got less chance of winning games. That's what stats tell us. So you got to sort of declare in a time that, and our boys don't like enforcing the follow on. So, you know, we've got some heat in the next 4 days. And actually, John Embry just said, could you imagine him just batting for 5 days from now? Don't worry about the result.
Best way to protect your bowlers and protect a 1-0 lead is to just keep batting. And the bloke who's going to play...
India would do that. That's a good point. India would do that.
Yeah. And the bloke who's going to play the support role and perhaps give him the strike for the first couple of hours tomorrow is probably the best batsman in the world. It's Steve Smith.
Yeah, surprised he didn't have the night watchman tonight.
I wondered that. Send in, send in the wicketkeeper or Mitch Marsh to have a bit of a hit.
Well, they might bat all day tomorrow and you won't get in.
What do you think of Usman Khawaja now, Jonesy?
Gee, he played really well today.
Yeah, beautiful, elegant player.
He's good on the eye to watch, isn't he?
Yeah.
He really is. He's a little bit of David Gower about him. He likes these short, these boundaries where he can play off the back foot and let the ball come on. And now I think he actually believes now that he can play test cricket. The fact that he belongs here now. So, with all respect to Bancroft and all those other boys at the moment, Ed Cowan and all those lads, they can put the bat in the scabbard. They won't be needed.
It's been a good comeback from him, though. Obviously, after a knee injury, he sat out of cricket for a long time. To fight back the way he has and to take the most of his opportunity as well.
Yeah, it is. And everyone sort of gets dropped. And you've got to remould yourself in regards to mental skills and get your technique right. I think a bit susceptible that side off stump, as we all are. He still gives me the impression he's a knicker, really. But today, him and Davey, who, by the way, have played cricket together since under 12, it was like these kids were having a hit in Moore Park. They just put their arms around each other and walked off the ground at tea. It was quite funny.
I heard you
but,
got...
it's just a way. Now, just on another thing, boys, I wrote in an article for tomorrow's paper. You know, we can talk about this as the cows come home, but I don't think that touring teams, not just in Australia, all around the world, are giving the best chance of performing well when they get here. We had a match, or New Zealand wanted a first-class match against New South Wales and one against Queensland. They got two average matches in Canberra and Blacktown. The West Indies have got a four-day match in AB Field and a two-day match down at Geelong. If that's the best way to prepare for a three-day test series against the Australians in Australia, I'll go heat. Now, until we start to give our hosts a better opportunity and play against state teams on test grounds to get them ready, we're going to get car crashes and what we're getting now. Now, I don't like seeing one for 450. I don't like that. I don't know what your listeners think, but I don't like watching test cricket when it's like that. But I don't think they're giving the test players around the world an opportunity. Let's look at South Africa just right now. South Africa playing India.
Mm-hmm.
The Indians gave the South Africans a seeming two-day pitch in Mumbai. And what type of pitches do they prepare?
Dust bowls, yep.
Yeah, so like in England, we've lost the last three Ashes series. We played, yes, they were a better team, England, all that type of stuff. But we played two first-class games against Division II teams on very average grounds. So we're not getting the best preparation. In 89, Kim, as you know, we played eight first-class matches almost before the first game.
Yep.
So we need to give our hosts a bit more of a chance to get themselves ready, because our money, our entertainment buck, is very important for the families. They don't want to see a car crash. They want to see a competition between bat and ball, and we're not getting it at the moment.
Can you see New Zealand batting for a long period of time in this test to at least make it a high-scoring potential draw?
Yeah, I can. I can see them actually batting pretty well on this.
Uh-huh.
So, and because of the heat factor, it wasn't as hot up at Brisbane, boys, even though I think it might have been a little bit better pitch to bowl on up at the Gabba. But this pitch is pretty flat, lads. It's not swinging. It's hardly seeming unless the cracks open up, which could happen. Yeah, because we've got some high degrees here in Perth. I could almost sniff a draw, but I just think they'll be demoralised now after we get 650 plus and declare.
Dino, it sounds like you've either made it to the bar or the gym on your walk back from the Wacker.
Just in leaving,
while you're on the long run there and sort of making strong statements. In November of 1989, when you were out LBW against New Zealand for 99, were you out?
I walked.
It was that bad.
Not often you get a Victorian walking, but I walked. And the worst thing about it was when I was walking off the ground, Danny Morrison, who got me out LBW, ran past and whacked my helmet as hard as it would push my helmet past my nose. And he said, "Cop that, you Aussie so-and-so." And we're about to have a beer tonight together, so we're still best mates. But, yeah, and that was an interesting test match. We come back from England, won the Ashes, and we play one test match against New Zealand for whatever reason. I didn't really understand that back in 89.
Yeah, yeah. Mind you, Bernie liked it. He made 200.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for me, I nearly got myself run out because I got him near to 200 and the next ball he got out. He got to 200, the next ball he got out. So,
it's about time. You'd made 500, you blokes. It was a bit like what's happened today. Thanks for talking to us, Dino. Have a good night.
Really good fun, boys. All the best. Take care.
Dean